For the gathering piece during Advent, we're going to be singing the first verse of the hymn, O Come, O Come, Emmanuel. And it has a lot of words, but they're simple enough words and people know them well enough that people can learn them through a sort of process of call and response. So the way we're going to do this is we're going to start by doing it once through just simple call and response. And then the song leader and the congregation is going to start to overlap their phrases a little bit, which is going to create a little bit of interest in the piece. So first I'll just sing the whole thing through, and then I'll take you through the different steps. We're doing this with a Schutte box set on a C and a G. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel that mourns in lonely until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, all Israel. And you'll notice that after the rejoice, rejoice, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel. There's sort of a little bit of a pause written into the melody there. So just be careful of that little pause. People sing it different ways, but that's the way we're going to do it. So when you teach it to the congregation, the first thing you want to do is just simply have them do it call and response. So here's step one, call and response. And I will be both the song leader and the congregation.
Oh, come, oh, come, in. Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel, and ransom captive Israel, and ransom captive Israel, that mourns in lonely exile here, that mourns in lonely until the Son of God appear, until the Son of God appear. Rejoice, 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 Emmanuel shall come to you, O
Great. So you'll notice that I cut rejoice, rejoice, and had them respond, and then did Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel, and then had them respond. And there's actually a reason for that, because it's the way we're going to do it in the next sort of segment of the piece. So once they've done it, call and response one time, we're going to start overlapping the melodies. So you're going to sing it and then bring them in before you're finished with your phrase. So you want to develop some kind of very strong gesture to bring people in and practice bringing them in at the right time. They're really going to be looking to you for direction about when that happens. So here's what it's going to sound like. And practice it at home, sort of bringing in the congregation on the echo.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel.
Oh, come, oh, come, Emmanuel.
And ransom captive Israel.
And ransom captive Israel.
That mourns in lonely exile.
That mourns in lonely exile.
Until the Son of God.
Until the Son of God
rejoice, rejoice,
rejoice, rejoice,
Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel.
So you can see it sounds really lovely, very evocative and beautiful. Let me back up first. So what you might have noticed when we went through is that on the very last phrase, Emmanuel shall come to you, O Israel, everybody sings that together. So you do an echo on rejoice, rejoice, the congregation says rejoice, rejoice, and then you need another big gesture to get everybody to come in with you. Emmanuel, hold the note long, shall come to you, O Israel. And then you do the whole thing over again. So what else do I want to say? Oh, if by the end of Advent we might be in a place where we can actually have half of the congregation do part one and then the other half echo, that might be really cool. But that would mean that people would need to know the words really, really well. So that's it. You guys are going to be great. It's going to be awesome. It's going to take a little bit of practice, but I think it's going to be really beautiful. And good luck. Okay, goodbye.